From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 29th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Andrea Sears reports in New York News Connection for the Public News Service that the teachers' union wants more school funding.
A union representing 600,000 educators in New York is calling for a big increase in state funding for education. Testifying at committee hearings in both the Assembly and the Senate on Wednesday, New York State United Teachers Executive Vice President Andy Pallotta told lawmakers that the $963 million increase proposed in the executive budget is a good start, but simply isn't enough.
An increase of $1.7 billion would just get us to where we were last year, so that would keep us at current levels.
The union is calling for an increase of $2.6 billion in state aid to education and changes to the cap on property taxes, which would allow school districts to raise additional funds. According to Pallotta, right now the property tax cap is near 0%. He says that's crippling districts' ability to get the money they need to support programs and services for students.
School districts are not able to raise basically any money. That means $700 million is being taken off the table locally. So the state has to make up for that $700 million.
He's calling for raising the tax cap to 2% or the consumer price index, whichever is greater. Pallotta says the union's proposals include targeted funds to support struggling schools, expand universal pre-K, and investments in professional development.
This is the time to do it. We cannot delay. The state has a surplus. This is a good opportunity for the state to make an investment in its public schools.
For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Don Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Democrat Sean Francis from Wilton, Saratoga County, was in Hudson on Thursday, January 28th, to formally announce his bid for the state Senate. The former Major League Baseball umpire is challenging incumbent Republican Kathleen Marchione in the 43rd Senate District. Francis, speaking to a packed room at Mexican Radio on Warren Street, decried the condition of state government, calling this a time of perpetual gridlock. He said, and I quote, "The only thing moving is money for the well-connected," end quote. Francis outlined his priorities, including public education, a livable wage, improved access to high-speed internet, and the development of clean, renewable energy. You can download or play an excerpt from Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro's conversation with Francis on the WGXC Afternoon Show at the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Amy Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that neighbors of the recreation venue Zoom Flume Water Park have expressed concerns about a proposed new ride. Details of the proposed cannonball ride were presented by park owner Dennis Kerrigan to the Durham Town Board earlier this month. The major concern expressed by residents was the excessive noise in the park, which closes as late as 10 p.m. One neighbor called the noise level horrific. Another park neighbor, William and Susie Volger, have asked the town to conduct an environmental impact study to measure the park's impact on the entire community. Kerrigan said the resort portion of the business has been a part of the tourist economy in Greene County since the early 1800s, long before the neighbors moved in. She said the park takes resident complaints seriously, but she believes the neighbors are being unfair in their criticism. The public hearing will continue on Tuesday, February 2nd, at 7:30 p.m. at the Durham Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that 82 school districts statewide, including three in the Hudson Valley, are in or susceptible to fiscal stress, according to a new report from State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office. The report shows the highest concentrations of fiscal difficulties in Long Island, Central New York, and the Mohawk Valley, the Rhinebeck and Poughkeepsie districts in Dutchess County, and the New Platte schools in Ulster County were all classified as under moderate fiscal stress. Rhinebeck was identified as one of four districts statewide showing a significant increase in their fiscal stress score during the 2014-2015 school year. None of the districts located in Greene or Columbia counties made the list this year. Fiscal stress scores are based on various factors, including year-end fund balance, short-term borrowing, and patterns of operating deficits. This is the third year DiNapoli's office has assessed and scored the fiscal stability of school districts. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Michael Ryan in the Wyndham Journal reports that a plan for the 44-unit residential complex will be presented at the Prattsville Planning Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. on February the 3rd. A regional urgent care facility is also planned next door on Washington Street, out of the floodplain for the town that was ravaged by rain and runoff from the storms associated with Hurricane Irene in 2011. Prattsville still needs to secure a grant from the Governor's Office of Storm Recovery for the $15 million housing project and is waiting until May to hear about that. The long-term plans call for a community center to also be built at the site. Prattsville Development Corporation Chairman Kevin Piccoli said, and I quote, "This is the biggest thing that's happened since Colonel Zadok Pratt rode his horse into town," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. And for our final story, Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that Columbia County has 54 homeless people who have contacted the Department of Social Services, and officials think the true number could be twice as high. Democratic Hudson 5th Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera said, and I quote, "It breaks my heart that we pay so much to put people in hotel rooms with barely running water," end quote. DSS attorney Bob Gibson said much of the problem was due to housing. At a January 20th Human Service Committee meeting, he said, and I quote, "We have a recruitment problem with landlords. We need low-cost housing," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered snow showers after 9 a.m. today, mixing with rain after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. The Friday night, isolated snow showers before 8 p.m. Then it will be partly cloudy with a low around 22 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Friday night is 20%. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 7:11 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:06 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 29th day of January, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.